So, Kevin, you were saying that you've been poor, broke a couple times. You talked about being in New York and being broke. When else have you been broke?
Wow. Well, after New York, the following year, when I came home from New York, I was determined to be my own boss. I had not been in control of my life while I was in New York. It was all depending on other people to let me have a job. And when I lost the job, that really hurt. And so when I went home, I decided that I was going to own my own business. And I opened my first business, which was a karate school. And I put a lot of money into it that I had. I'd worked for almost a year
Now,
saving up. And then, well, I also had a small inheritance from my grandmother.
oh, okay.
Yeah. But I ended up losing all of the money in the karate school.
Now, did you actually know karate?
Yes,
Oh, you do.
I do.
I did
Yeah,
not
of
know that
course. Yeah,
about
that would have
you.
been a strange business to start if I didn't know it. But yeah, I'd done it. I'd started when I was a kid, and at the time, yeah, I was 20. I think 20, just about to turn 21 when I opened it, and I was Nidan at the time, a second degree black belt. And I'd been teaching at my instructor's school for a while, and he had encouraged me, to go ahead and do it. But it was the wrong location in the wrong town. The town was really poor, and I lost about $20,000 in
Ooh,
6 months.
that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, especially to a 21-year-old who,
Yeah, $20,000 when you're 21, you could live for like 3 years.
right. And not a year and a half earlier, I was flat busted broke in New York, and then things picked up, and I thought that I could really try and make something of it. But nothing ventured, nothing gained, and that was the attitude that I had, and found myself broke again.
So the fact that you've been poor, but you were poor both times when you were very young, do you look back and are you glad that you had those experiences?
Sure, I learned a lot. Those experiences were invaluable. You can't buy that kind of experience. I carry it around with me now. I listen to other people who have business ideas, and one thing that I gain from it is I can tell if they're going into a business, if they're going to try and start up a business, and they haven't considered all the things that they really need to consider. I can see the pitfalls that I fell in, and you can try and suggest people to, make other arrangements or to be more careful about this or that, but it doesn't always work out. Sometimes they just have to go out and learn the hard way, like I did.